This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. The first Divrei Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa that Moshe's face shone after having been on Har Sinai. Ki Koran Or Ponov. What is the reason that Moshe's face started to shine at that point in time? And Rashi in Parshas Kisisa explains that it was because of Hashem's hand that was placed on Moshe at Har Sinai, which caused him to receive the Karni Ahoid. Hashem said that nobody can see my face, ki lo yirani ha'odom v'chai. So Hashem placed Moshe in a crevice of a rock at Har Sinai and covered him with his hand until he passed. V'samticho b'nikras ha'tzur v'sakosi kapi olecho ad ovri. And it was because Hashem's hand covered Moshe that caused Moshe to receive the Karni Ahoid. The Medrash says another pshat why Moshe was zeicha to the Karni Ahoid. It was because of the extra ink when Moshe wrote the Torah at Har Sinai. And that extra ink was smeared on Moshe's forehead, and that caused his face to shine. And the Mefarshim ask, why was there extra ink? Did Hashem miscalculate how much ink was needed for the Sefer Torah? And the Mefarshim explained this with Rashi in the beginning of Vayikra. The Pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav. Hashem called to Moshe and then spoke to Moshe. Rashi points out, first Hashem called to Moshe, Vayikra el Moshe. And he said, Moshe, Moshe. And Moshe answered, Hineini. And then he followed by Vayidaber, he spoke to Moshe. There was first a Kriya and then a Dibur. And Rashi says that this is a Lashon of Chiba. It is a way of expressing affection to Moshe by calling him first. It is a Lashon Shemalachi Ashoris Mishtamshim Boy, as we find by the Malachim, V'kora ze el ze ve'omar. First they call, and then they speak. And then Rashi concludes that this is not the practice when Hashem speaks to the Nevi'e Ha'umos Ha'olam. Over there is no Kriya. It was sudden. It was Ba'arayim Betuma. As the Pasuk says by Bilam, Vayikar Elohim el Bilam. Vayikar having two meanings. Vayikar Lashon Mikre, he appeared suddenly to Bilam. And also Vayikar Lashon Keri, that he appeared to Bilam in a state of tumah. So we see the contrast between Moshe and the Nevi'e Umas Ha'olam. Moshe had Vayikra, a Kriya. Bilam, on the other hand, had Vayikar suddenly and by chance. Says the Baal HaTurim, Moshe, who was Onov Mikol Adam, did not want to write in the Torah that he was special, that there was a Vayikra for him. Rather, he wanted it to be written in the Torah, like the Nevi'e Umas Ha'olam, Vayikar. But Hashem told him he must write Vayikra. So as a compromise, he wrote Vayikra, however, with a small aleph, with an aleph ze'ira. So technically, he did write Vayikra, but it looked like Vayikar. And the Mefarshim explained that this extra ink, which was produced by keeping the aleph small, was smeared on Moshe's forehead, thereby giving him the Karni Ahoid. This ink represented Moshe's humbleness, and therefore, because of that, he was zeicha that his face shone. The Kli Yakar adds that aleph ze'ira, a small aleph, can also have another meaning. In Aramaic, aleph means to learn, yalef, to learn. Ze'ira, small, represents the anof. And the Gemara tells us that Torah finds its way to the humble people. Ze'ira, the small, humble people, yalef, are the ones who are zeiche to be the lamdei Torah. We know that Chazal tell us, kol habareach min ha-kavoid, anybody who runs away from kavoid, ha-kavoid roidev acharav, kavoid will pursue him. Kavod will chase after him. There was a story with a chassid that once asked the Rebbe, Rebbe, I always run away from the Kavod, but it's not running after me. And the Rebbe answered tongue-in-cheek, that's because when you run, you are always looking behind you to see if the Kavod is running after you. And there is no greater roidev achar ha-kavod than someone who does that. So Moshe, who is the ultimate bereach min ha-kavod, did not want it to say in the Torah Vayikra. And by writing Vayikra with a small aleph, he was zeicha to the Karni Ahoid, and he was zeicha to Aleph Ze'ira, the one who is Ze'ira, the one who is humble. Aleph will be the one to be zeicha to learn Torah and to teach the Torah. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in the parasha we discuss two types of karbonos brought from a bird. Oilas ha'oif, a carbon oila brought from a bird, and chatas ha'oif, a carbon chatas brought from a bird. Chazal teach us, Mavdilin ba'oilas ha'oif, ve'in mavdilin b'chatas ha'oif, which means, mavdilin ba'oilas ha'oif, we separate by oilas ha'oif. By an oilas ha'oif, the malika cuts through both simanim, So mavdilim, we separate the head totally. Ve'im mavdilim b'chatas ha'oif, we do not separate by chatas ha'oif. When one brings a bird for a chatas, ein mavdilim. We do not totally separate the head. Rather, only one simen needs to be cut. I once heard an explanation of this chazal al pidrush regarding the Sani Yisrael. When the Sani Yisrael see one yid doing something wrong, they generalize and create a stereotype that all yidden have this fault. However, when they see a yid doing something good, it's just the opposite. There they say it's just that individual yid that did something good, but not all of them are good. And with this concept, he explains, Mavdilin ba'ila sa'if, ve'in mavdilin b'chata sa'if. There are times that Klal Yisrael are referred to as an oif, a bird. So mavdilin ba'ila sa'if, the Sunni Yisrael differentiate when it comes to the oila sa'if, when it comes to the milus of the oif, the milus of Klal Yisrael, saying that it's only this individual yid that has this mila, but not the rest of the yidden. Ve'in mavdilin b'chata sa'if, but they do not differentiate when it comes to the chait of the oif, when it comes to the sins of Klal Yisrael. If one yid does something wrong, eim mavdilin, they do not differentiate between one yid and another, saying that it's only this yid that did something wrong. Rather, they paint that picture for all the yidden, and if one did something wrong, they are all bad. Mavdilin ba'oila sa'oif, ve'im mavdilin b'chata sa'oif. They differentiate when it's the milus of Klal Yisrael, but they do not differentiate when it comes to the chata sa'oif, the sins of Klal Yisrael.